Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. I'm so grateful that you are joining me here today. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. And so today's episode is basically the energy of my podcast pulling me to just speak to the energy. And so oftentimes I just show up and I speak to the energy that's available, whatever comes to my mind. And so today is one of those episodes. So welcome. So in recent days, I've been kind of called to, I guess, speak to, you know, are we complicating things in our lives, or are we overcomplicating things? And I think as human beings, we do have a tendency to do that a lot, and that sometimes it's really much more simple than we are willing to acknowledge or maybe even look at. And so it's been kind of a challenging or interesting, maybe shall I say, and busy summer. And I don't want to say challenging, but there's been situations that have kind of arisen in that I didn't find them challenging, but maybe they could have been. So let me just speak to that and just share how I kind of got through some of those situations. But I am going to tell you that probably one of the most powerful tools that I used throughout the summer and many or most of these situations was just being. And so there is great power in your willingness to be with a situation. And so sometimes when someone else, maybe in your life, a friend, a family member, a loved one, whatever, is going through a difficult or challenging time, one of the most powerful things we can do is just be space for them. And so what do I mean by that? Well, if you're worrying or worried about them, what energy does that create? And what is your focus if you are worried? Your focus is your energy, and your focus is going to the worst, maybe the worst case outcome, or you are focused on the fact that they can't handle it or they don't have the ability to handle it. And that is just so disempowering. And so oftentimes when someone that I care about is having, you know, a difficult time, I will just ask a question, what can I be for them? And as infinite beings, we all have challenges. That's part of being here in the earth plane. That's part of kind of coming down here and showing up in human form, is that we have these challenges that help us in our journey of growth and learning and experiences. And so if you don't think that someone has the capacity or capability of, you know, finding the solutions and moving through their experience or situation, then you are not contributing to them, but instead contributing to their demise. So I hope that that makes sense. So when I say, what can I be for them? I let go of how I think it should be, or how, you know, what I think is wrong or right or whatever. And I simply just be the energy for them to grasp onto greater possibilities. I guess that's the best way I can put it in terms of language, because it's an energy that I choose to be. And it's really hard sometimes to describe energy and to put words to what that energy looks and feels like. And so, you know, I had one of my daughters kind of have, she was finishing or completing her program, and just, you know, there was one last piece that needed to be completed in order for her to complete her program, and it was down to the wire. And you know, the best advice I could give to her was to just go and show up with her head held high, because it was something that was out of her hands, and that she was, no matter what happened that day, that she was going to come out a winner. And so I made sure that that day that I was just simply in a state of being for her and the entire situation. And the best way I can describe it is just being an energy to whatever was required and without an attachment to the outcome. And there's a huge difference there. Now, if you are trying to be an energy and control the outcome or a situation or are in your head about trying to figure it out, that's not what this is, not at all. It's all about being a space and being an energy for all of the possibilities and all outcomes, even if it's the worst case outcome. To know that no matter what happens, that it's all going to be okay. And so I hope that this is making sense, because like I say, it's very hard to describe energetically in our English language what that means. And so I do recommend that if you go into meditation and you practice that space of being, you will start to get a sense of what that is. And the bigger picture, of a situation. And I also want to add, don't underestimate the power of your ability to be that energy or space and all possibilities, what you may contribute to that person or being. And so another example that just kind of popped into my head was this weekend, probably within an hour of each other, two birds hit our window. So I don't know if it was just the lighting and it was kind of a cloudy day and how the reflection was off the window that it looked like they were kind of flying off into the horizon, but instead flying into our window. And so the first bird died pretty quickly. I could tell that it wasn't going to make it, and kind of watched it sort of take its last breath. And the second bird also didn't look right, but ended up upright somehow. And I thought maybe, just maybe it might make it, but I also gave it permission to let go if that was meant to be its journey. And so I didn't have a point of view of whether that bird should live or not live. It was the free will of that being, of that bird. And I was willing to contribute whatever energy was required for whatever that being was choosing, whether it was to continue on here on Earth or to let go and cross over. And so I hope that this is kind of coming through really clearly in that, you know, if we're being a total infinite loving being with all the possibilities, you don't have an attachment at all to the outcome, but you are just being space for whatever shows up for that person or being, because you just don't know what that might lead to in the future. And so it kind of leads me to another story that I want to share around my daughter when she was in dance and she was about to go out and perform a solo. And like, I've been working with energy for a number of years now, and I started out with Reiki, and energy is just so, everything is energy, but it's just so amazing when you start to really pay attention to the language and the energy of energy, like that you acknowledge that everything is energy. And so I used to have people come to me for readings and they would ask me like, why do I have these dreams or premonitions and then things come true? And I really didn't have an answer. And I just thought, yeah, like, why is that? And so I go into question, and when I'm meant to know, then the information will come. And so what's really cool is that I got a couple of answers. A, it's just so that you have the awareness that maybe something's going to be taking place, and so that it's not so surprising or shocking so that you have time to adjust. Let's say maybe you know that maybe someone's on their way out, that they don't have a lot of time left here on earth, then maybe you can appreciate the time that you do have with them rather than it being a sudden death and all of a sudden they're gone and you feel like you didn't get closure. The other thing is also sometimes we might get an awareness around something because we're meant to change it. And I don't necessarily mean to change it, but again, for lack of better words, to maybe contribute to a different outcome. Okay, so here's the example. So again, it's not being attached to the outcome. So my daughter was about to go on stage to do a solo. It was her first solo. She kind of like we had moved and she didn't get to go into competitive dance the first year. And so, you know, it was kind of in critical formulative years. So, you know, again, everything happens for a reason, but I felt that it hurt her confidence losing out on that 1 year of competition, especially at that age of like 11, 12, because that's kind of when your confidence is like teetering, right? Like you're building that. And so that year kind of got taken away on her, but, so this was her first year back in competitive dance and she was really nervous and she knew her stuff, but you know, when you're nervous, sometimes things happen. And so I was sitting in the audience and, you know, again, I don't have an attachment to the outcome because this is her journey. This is her experience. And of course you want the best for them, but, it's all part of her free will and what she's here to again, experience and learn and grow through. But I got the awareness that something wasn't right. And so I asked the question if it was something that I could change. And so I have this process that, you know, I sit with the energy and then, you know, I kind of work through it until I feel the energy of the situation change. And I always ask for permission. It's not like I'm stepping in and manipulating anything because that's not what this is about. It's not about playing God or you know, me taking control and trying to control or change a situation. And so as I sat with the energy and I felt the energy of the situation change, I was like, okay, you know, all is well, whatever. And so my daughter comes out and she starts to perform and she's doing well. And then all of a sudden she freezes and she runs off stage. And, you know, she was very upset. And so I thought, well, I'm going to have to go backstage and talk to her and then encourage her and just, you know, see if she's okay. And so I went to go backstage to connect with her. And they told me that she was going to go back out and perform her solo once again. So I went back to the audience and was kind of a little surprised because normally that wasn't her behavior. And I was thinking, do they have the right person? Like, what if she is wanting me or needing me? And here I am sitting back in the audience. But sure enough, they announce her name and she comes back out on stage and she's just as sassy, if not more sassy, because that was kind of part of her routine, right? Like was kind of like the attitude that went with the dance. And I was just so proud of her and she got through the whole thing and she did an amazing job. And, you know, it was funny because initially I didn't really realize what had changed. I thought that wasn't supposed to happen. Like when I asked if I could change, when I had the feeling something was going to take place and I felt the energy of it change and then it still happened, I just didn't really understand what was going on. And many of you have probably figured it out, but it took me a few days to understand that what changed was her ability and confidence to kind of get back on the horse after falling off, whereas previous to that, she wouldn't have. Like, she would have been so embarrassed, she wouldn't have gone back out, and that it would have been over. Like, that just would have been it. And so now what she's gone through with her education and, you know, there's been a lot of challenges and issues actually within the program that we're now going to be looking at, but things that need to change. She still got through, she didn't give up, she persevered. And, I believe from that moment back then in time, in that solo at the age of 12, when I was willing to be with the energy, that something changed for her that day that has brought her to where she is today in her first day as an X-ray technician working in the province for three different hospitals. She got hired by all three, and I'm just so proud of her because of what she's gone through over the last 2 years. And that's maybe something for another day, if I share it at all. Through just everything that's been going on with this whole pandemic situation. And she's such a strong person, and we're just so proud of her, because she had many battles that most people never face in their lifetime, and she got through it, and she did it on her own. And of course there were days where we had to kind of help her, but that's what life's about, right? It's like when we're weak, we have others who will be the wind beneath our wings and help us to soar. And so that is the beauty and the power of being. And I'm going to be running a program that I've been looking at for the month of September, a 4-week program. It's an advanced spirituality class, and part of that is in how to be. So if this is something that might interest you, certainly reach out to me. You can message me on Instagram under Janine Youngworth, or you can message me on Facebook under Just Show Up with Janine. I think you can even message me through Spotify in the podcast, but, or you can also email me at access, A-C-C-E-S-S, Janine, J-E-N-E-E-N, at gmail.com. It's a powerful life-changing process that, you know, I think has really contributed to my daughter in ways I never dreamed possible, and I'm sure it will continue to, move her through her life with more ease and joy as she continues and begins her career on this day. So that is the episode. That's what I wanted to share with you. And I hope that you're willing to acknowledge that there's a power and potency in you greater than you ever imagined. And it's to learn to work with that energy and to really step into it and to know that we are more powerful and potent than we acknowledge, and that sometimes it's letting go of what the outcome is, but instead allowing ourselves to just be in the energy of whatever's required to get through whatever situation we're in, and just being magical. So that's today's episode. So remember that you are the creator of your life, and if something isn't working for you, you can change it. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.